The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and Chef Tim Rosendahl of Rosie's Downtown Bistro in Fargo. We're going to talk about something that's tart and grows on a tree.
Yes, absolutely. Lemons. Let's just think about summer, even though lemons don't grow anywhere around here.
You know, we're kind of spoiled with lemons because we're lucky enough to have them in our grocery stores and produce markets year-round. We never go to the store thinking, I wonder if they have lemons today or are they in season today? They're always there and they have so many different uses. And we'd never think of all the different varieties. We never think of all the different uses. But, you know, there's different produce that people don't like. But when you talk about lemons, there's not many people that just say, I don't like lemons, or limes or oranges for that matter. But lemons is a citrus that has such a broad usage that you rarely hear of people that don't like it.
And we have to watch the climate and the weather down south in Florida and wherever they grow lemons, because sometimes the price spikes because there just aren't as many of them.
Well, the produce growers, of course, love that. How about the cold snap that we have going through the south right now of Texas and Florida? You know, count on lemons being higher next week. Even though the crop is already in, but you'll pay for it. We'll pay the difference now. Lemons are something that the common name you don't think of, but Citrus Limon Osbeck is actually the variety that is most common you see in the grocery store. And another surprising thing to me is that they grow on an evergreen, evergreen tree. It's a variety. It's a citrus tree, but it's of the evergreen variety. And we think of the flavor of all the different lemons very similar, but there are different types by the thickness of the skin, the size of the lemons. I've seen lemons upwards of 3/4 of a pound. And then we think of some of the tart, small lemons with very thin skin that can be, you know, an ounce at the most.
Typical of other citrus, high in vitamin C, I would guess.
High in vitamin C and fiber. And there's uses for the juice, there's uses for the skin, and there's use for the pulp inside. The part that we rarely use as much of is the pith, but that's used as well. But that's the bitter part of the lemon, lime, or orange. That's the white inside. And in the culinary world, we rarely use that because it adds that tartness that we don't want.
How did lemon get to be connected to a bad car, a bad used car?
You know, that's interesting because, you know, it's interesting you say that a bad car, but many things, when something's not working right, whether it's an appliance that we bought, an oven, a dishwasher, a car, or anything else for that, could be a chainsaw. I got a lemon. Mm-hmm. We use that, and it's pretty much accepted that we know that I bought something, it's not working the way it's supposed to be, so now we call it a lemon. I feel, you know, we don't call it a lime, we don't call it an orange, we call it a lemon.
That sounds like a good question for the show that we recently started airing, Away With Words.
Yeah.
We should ask Wayward Radio that question.
Now, there's the fruit, and of course, it is on this evergreen tree. Any other aspects of that plant that we use?
Well, the leaves of the lemon tree are used very often to make different types of tea. We use the lemon tree, the lemon leaf also in flavoring of different stocks. We rarely see the lemon leaf in the Midwest because we don't grow lemons too well up here. We're not very tropical. But the lemon leaves are often used in stocks to give it that lemon, the lemon flavor. There's lemon balm, there's lemon leaves, but the tea is probably the most common where you can see it in the grocery store everywhere you go. You may see lemon with your favorite green tea, black tea, whatever tea it is, but it could have flavored with lemon leaves.
Does lemon grass have anything to do with this, or is that just a type of, I don't even know what that is, a grass or something that just happens to taste a lot like lemons?
Lemon grass, one of my favorite herbs, is amazing, and you're exactly right. It has very similar flavor to lemon. That's why we like it. And it is, there are different types of lemongrass. There are some that are very edible, and there are some that are very woody and stalky. But once you start using lemongrass, I just wish it was in the produce market every day, because it's fun to use as a marinade. It's fun to use to add to soups. And you cut it just, it can be used just like chives, where you can snip it and put it in the stock or the broth or the soup and eat it right along with it.
You mentioned there are different kinds, and we go to the supermarket, we'll typically see one kind. So what other varieties are that we might want to keep our eyes peeled for?
You know, the one that I'm seeing, the new one, if we talked about, as we talk about trends sometime in the past, is a pink lemon, because in America, we commonly think of lemonade as pink lemonade or yellow lemonade, but I never saw a lemon that was pink on the inside. So we knew that that was an artificial. But now, only in the last couple of years have I seen lemons that are actually pink on the inside, and their variety is pink. But besides that, there's the Lisbon lemon, which is a variegated lemon, which has the same flavor, but it has a very rough surface. And then there's the Eureka and the Lisbon I talked about earlier, the Lisbon limon is a very common. But all these are types, whether in Florida, the Eureka is the most common. In Arizona, in the Southwest, the Lisbon is more common. Can I tell the difference in if you made a lemon meringue pie? Not so much. You know, where there is a big difference to me in key lime to kefir lime. But when it comes to the lemons, to me, it's more important the amount of juice. And the real most important thing to understand as we talk about lemons today, remember, there is more flavor in the rind of the lemon than all of the juice combined. It's the lemon extract, it's the lemon oil that's in the lemon skin itself, the part that we've been throwing away our whole life.
Lemon zest.
Yeah, lemons, and we have zesters and we use it, but we don't use it all. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do to understand how strong that oil is hold up a match next to a lemon when you peel it sometime, and it'll look like a blowtorch.
Wow.
That lemon oil coming off. And not only will it look like a blowtorch, but you'll realize an hour after you've zested a lemon in your house and somebody comes in your house and will say, wow, it smells really good in here. That oil can take over the whole, you know, first floor of your house and smell.
It's really good to clean with, too.
And very good to clean with. You know, that's the thing about lemons. You know, we use it to clean our hands. We use it to clean windows. We use it to so many different applications. And we're lucky enough that they're so readily available that the price of lemons has always been pretty good, except for maybe when this cold snap hits the South this week.
Well, what does Chef Rosie like to do with lemons?
Well, I think, you know, one that in the last couple of years that I've done a lot of is limoncello, you know, the famous liqueur from Italy. And it's so simple to make, and it's wonderful, and it's, call it an aperitif or a digestif, depending on if you use the skin and the oil, but it's vodka and lemon juice and the rind of the lemon. And you age it for 1 year, 2 years, or as I go to my little Italian restaurant in New Haven, Connecticut, they say, Mr. Rosendahl, would you like your limoncello, a 1967 that we have, or a 1972? And, of course, you pay for that. So limoncello is one of my favorites. But then, of course, the classic in this part of the country, you can't hardly go to a grocery store without finding lemon meringue pie.
Mm.
And unfortunately, they sell lemon pudding, lemon jello in a can. And, boy, just make it yourself one time. The same as key lime. It's just there's nothing like making a lemon custard from scratch than using a lemon, some kind of a filling out of a can, which most of the stores have. So I love a great lemon meringue pie. And meringue is something that you can't fudge on. We can't buy meringue in a can. We can't buy it. So that part of the pie is going to be great, but the bottom is not so good.
Well, if you have a question for Chef Rosie,
send it to mainstreet@prairiepublic.org or find us on Facebook, Main Street at Prairie Public.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.